Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, August the 12th, 2009, kiddies. It's all the geek without the weight, because that's what we do. I am the Vicar, going solo this morning. And, we're just going to have to live with that. Now, we're back on Thursday and Friday to a regularly scheduled replacement program for the week. And then, I want to say, come Monday, we're actually going to have Billy Flynn and the Vicar back in the saddle as expected. Believe it or not, kids, the original team. That's right. So, summer's always like this, so always feel like I want to apologize for it. But anyway, welcome. If you're a new listener, first time show, this is not a typical show. So just be prepared for that, would you please? On this very day, the 12th of August, the city of Chicago was founded. On this day in 1833. Back in 1977, the first free flight of the Space Shuttle Enterprise took place. Also in geeky news, 1981, the IBM personal computer was released. And not so geeky, this day in 1994, Major League Baseball players go on strike. Y'all remember that. The work stoppage forced the cancellation, the legendary cancellation of the 1994 World Series. Remember it well. I'm not a baseball guy. I don't like watching baseball. It's one of few sports that I don't even enjoy live. Because a lot of stuff, I don't go out of my way to watch the NBA anymore like I did in college, but if I can go to a game, that's cool. I'll always go to an NBA game, you know. Hockey's always awesome, and you know I love my football. Baseball, even when I'm there, I want to kill myself by the second inning. So watching it on TV, or listening to it on the radio, which to me is worse, holy crap, it's like hanging out at the Moose Lodge watching shirts go out of style. But I do remember it distinctively. Couple of birthdays of note this day in 1881. American film director Cecil B. DeMille died in 1959. And acclaimed actor, because he's acclaimed now. Who'd have thought this was going to happen? Casey Affleck. The kid is good. Born on this day in 1975. Okay, now you got all the stuff you need to know to hit up the water cooler talk this morning. Let's go ahead and talk some TV, baby. Wednesday, midweek TV with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on ABC. What you say? Is this 2004 again? No, this is some kind of a special. I don't know. I was going to look up the details, then I remember that I didn't care, but it's back for some, I don't know, it doesn't matter. It's like the 10th year, I bet. That makes sense. 99 to 09, that makes sense. I bet it's a 10th year anniversary thing. So if you were a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire fan, groovy, man. The American Broadcast Company's going to hook you up tonight. CBS, as us new Christine fans, eagerly await the beginning of the new season, which is, I think, season 4, believe it or not. You got an old Christine rerun on tonight. A&E, some Dog the Bounty Hunters in there, including a brand new episode. AMC, American Movie Classics, showing Batman Begins before Christian Bale had the freaky what the hell are you doing with your voice. FX, My Super Ex-Girlfriend. It's nerdy. I never saw it, but it is nerdy, so it fits the profile for this show. History Channel tonight, Monster Chimp. That's right, the episode is entitled Killer Chimps in America. IFC, giving you Jeepers Creepers, not only one, but two as a bonus. And on Spike TV, following up last night's Empire, tonight it is Star Wars Episode 4, 5, 6. Episode 6, The Return of the Jedi. Yub, yub. I'm just saying. All right, let's take a look in the old mailbag.
No blasted letters today!
At least as of when I checked it, I didn't have any mail, but I admit I actually don't check in the mornings I tape these things, so I could be wrong, but no mail if you do want to shoot some email to the show. Typically, we get more mail when we have more people hosting, so that's just the way it is. But you can mail any of us. You can mail podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or Flynnstress at geekradiodaily.com. Obviously, come say hi, too, over on the forums. We have a nice little happy and active forum at geekradiodaily.com/forums. Visit us there, and in the meantime, hang on a minute, okay? We're going to come back, and we're going to talk comic books, baby! My favorite day of the week. It's next, Geek Radio Daily.
Philippa Ballantyne has taken you to worlds of flesh and horror, walked you through Renaissance England and the realm of the Fae. But now she takes you somewhere no patio book has ever been. New Zealand. Step into the alternate history of Aotearoa, where magic and madness go hand in hand, where ancient power threatens to tear the world apart, where a reluctant sorceress is our last hope. Visit weatherchild.com. www.flashandhorror.com or subscribe to iTunes.
Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the wait for this Wednesday, 12th day of August 2009 with the Vicar bringing you your comic book news, man. It's midweek. Wednesdays are rapidly becoming my favorite day of the week as I mean, I've always read comics, but as I get a little more and more into comics this year. I don't know why, but I have. So that's kind of special for me. And if it's special for me, it's special for all of us, isn't it? It's creepy. I don't know why I did that. I'm not sleeping a lot this week. Or rather, when I am sleeping, it's at weird effed up times during the week, so I'm a little bit punchy, but it's all going to be good. It's no worries.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Let's see what's going on in the world of comic books. First of all, what have I been reading, you're asking yourselves? Vicar, why is it that you're so interested in comics? What is it that you are reading, sir? And I'm going to tell you. Read X-Men Forever. I was late because, X-Men Forever number 4 is what I read a few days ago, and number 5 is out today. We'll get to that in a minute, but I've sort of been plowing through it because it's okay. I like the idea, but I'm not nuts about it. There's nothing wrong with X-Men Forever. It's Claremont. That doesn't always mean great things, with apologies to Mr. Claremont. But the reason I've been holding out is that we have a returning artist, whom I love. My favorite ex-artist is back in the book as of today. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But I did hit up X-Men Forever number 4, so I'm still hanging on to that for the time being. Was telling Billy Flynn I finally started working on Fables. In the tradition of me being 5 years behind everybody else in the world, I've started reading Fables. I'm 4 issues in, digging it, like it. My only concern is there's one more damn thing to take up space on my bookshelf, because now I probably will have to pick up the trade paperbacks, because that is the only way to buy. I don't buy single issues on anything. I bought the Strangers in Paradise Treasury Edition. You guys familiar with this? It's a big, oversized paperback of, I don't know, maybe 150 pages, if that. And it's sort of a, it's hard to describe. There aren't that many actual strips in it. It's more of a director's cut, how I came up with the idea and where all my ideas come from thing from Terry Moore. Yeah, that's the name. He shows a bunch of early sketches, like the development of the strip and alternate endings and ideas. I don't know. It's just cool. If you're a Strangers in Paradise fan, it's cool to have. I think I picked mine up for $9 on eBay, so it's not like they're expensive and well worth having since I'm still suffering through the end of the new books for me. I'm done. It's sad. Out of the blue, I read Marvel's 8-part Wonderful Wizard of Oz miniseries. This is cool. Anybody that listens to the show regularly knows that I'm freaked out by the Wizard of Oz. I don't like the flying monkey things, and I don't dig midgets. Midgets bother that. This is why Ewoks bother me. They give me the willies. So I'm not a big fan of the movie. And most people think about the movie imagery when they think of The Wizard of Oz, not necessarily the books, right? Well, Marvel did this 8-part series based on the books without a single nod of the head that I could see to the movies. It's all based on the books, totally separated from the films, different artists' vision. And the art is fantastic. It is so wicked cool. I don't dig this stuff, and I think this is cool. You will enjoy this, so you should read it. From the Vicar's Toy Box, the only one thing I have I wanted to put in the show notes, freaking flash drives of Star Wars characters in the Mighty Mugs style. Flash drives! You, like, pull the head off of Darth Maul to open up the flash drive. These are cool. I know it's hard to imagine. Take a look at it. I'll have the link there in the show notes. In the meantime, let's open up Flynn's long box, shall we, and see what's going on. Here's what's out this week, courtesy of my friends over at ComicList.com from Alliance Games Distributors. Cobalt Quarterly, issue number 10's out today. Always good times. Dark Horse, BPRD 1947, issue 2 of 5. The Eerie Archives in hardcover, volume 2. These are reprinting the old Eerie magazine. Would you call them magazines? I guess they were. If you're a fan of the 70s horror stuff, you know, you'll enjoy it. It's $50, but it is hardcover, and it's enormous, so it's probably worthwhile. Just a few things I'll mention from DC Comics this week. Batman Hush, complete trade paperback. Now, I know you're saying, what, this is old. I already have those. Yes, but they were released in 2 freaking parts, which was asinine because they're not that big. Finally, they've done the right thing, Spike Lee style, come out with it in trade paperback. Now I think I'll go ahead and buy it. I think Hush is also available in an absolute edition, but I'm not sure I'm as nutty about it as I am Long Halloween, so I may not buy that one. I don't know. Blackest Night issue number 2 of 8 is out. Red Robin number 3 is out from IDW Publishing. Angel, Only Human, 1 of 4, another Buffy spinoff. G.I. Joe number 8, check out the cool Howard Chaykin regular cover, by the way. I love me some Chaykin. Image Comics Walking Dead's got issue 64 out. Kinzer and Company, one of my favorite magazines, Knights of the Dinner Table, issue 153 is out. From Marvel, Amazing Spidey 602, Cable number 17. Got some more Deadpool goodness coming at you with issue number 13. Dominic Fortune, woohoo! I mentioned the return of Dominic Fortune on a GRD about 2 weeks ago, I think. Dominic Fortune, number 1 of 4, is out. Marvel Divas, halfway through, issue 2 of 4. Pride and Prejudice wraps up today, issue 5 of 5. Straczynski's Thor, trade paperback, volume 2, is out. I like these. I'd like to get them in hardcover. That's always my preference, but they're so damn expensive in hardcover. On the other hand, I do love me some new Thor, so we'll see. Uncanny X-Men number 514, and as I alluded to a few minutes ago, X-Men Forever issue number 5 changes up artists. You got Paul Smith with inks by Terry Austin on this bad boy. That's what I'm talking about. Old school. That's huge for me. Paul Smith, my favorite X-artist of all time, so I've got a little Vicar Bonage going on for this. You know I'm going to check that out, and you should too. Plus, by the way, new Toy Fair's out from Wizard Entertainment. Toy Fair number 146 hits shelves today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news for our Wednesday. What's going on in the world? I'm going to tell you all your news from a geeky point of view from IGN. How do we even approach this? Nintendo Wii. Basically, they've made a Sibian. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's S-Y-B-I-A-N. A patent filed by Nintendo for a saddle has been discovered, detailing an inflatable cushion that houses the Wii remote in an attempt to simulate horse riding, making Nintendo's vitality sensor positively sane. The riding saddle uses the nunchuck to mimic reins and can also double up as a sword or a lasso. The device not just limited to equestrian pursuits, the patent claims the peripheral can also simulate the experience of riding other animals, or a sibian. So, from Variety, with the untimely death of John Hughes, World writes to Matt Austin Sadowski's documentary, Don't You Forget About Me, has been snapped up by Alliance Films of Montreal with a U.S. deal in the offing. The doc looks at the life and work of the filmmaker. Austin Sadowski and his producers headed to suburban Illinois in their van to try to find the reclusive John Hughes. Included are interviews with Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson, Mia Sara, Kelly LeBrock, and Andrew McCarthy. Interestingly, Molly Ringwald refused to take part in the project, so for what that's worth. From WorstPreviews.com, this is over a week old now, but I missed this somehow. During Comic-Con, fans got to see the official trailer for the upcoming Solomon Kane movie, based on the character created by Robert Howard. New movie will premiere at the Toronto Film Festival in September. It's directed by Michael J. Bassett. It's a crappy version shot by somebody in the audience with a camcorder. You know how this stuff is. But it'll do until the legit one comes out, which I expect will be after the Toronto Film Festival next month. So, despite its presence on a site called Worst Previews, I watched it. It looks pretty badass to me. So, if you're a Solomon Kane fan like I am, check that out. Finally, from IGN, looks like Matthew Vaughn's Kick-Ass might soon finally have studio backing, with three buyers circulating the project. Circling the project. The Hollywood Reporter claims that Lionsgate, Paramount, and Universal set to bid for the movie, which was financed independently by the director. Studios initially balked at the film's extreme violence and swearing when the project was at the script stage, but the Kick-Ass response that it got at Comic-Con has now belatedly got Hollywood excited. Sony was initially on board, but Vaughn split with the studio over creative differences. For example, they wanted him to turn the character of 11-year-old Hit Girl into a teenager. He didn't want to do it, so we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that, okay? That's what I got, boys and girls. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Drop us a review while you're at iTunes. Join the forums for social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRDs weekly. And, of course, if you want to drop us email, we'd love you to do it. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce, or even Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com.
Yup, nub. Each up, yup. Nub. Tomi, Toby, Chikin. Gnoop Dog Fling. Ooh, ah. Yawa. Each up, yawa. Tomi, topi, cheeky. Gnoop Dog Fling. Ooh, ah. Koi chat to yup, yup, nub. Koi chat to yawa. Koi chat to glow wa. Alleluia nub. Glow wa. Each up glow wa. Ya glow wa, each and before. I took the alleluia. Yup, nub. Each up, yup, nub. Tomi, topi, cheeky. Gnoop Dog Fling. Ooh, ah. Koi chat to goo. Yup, nub. Koi chat to do. Ya wa. Koi chat to do. Ya cha. Alleluia nub. Wa. Glow wa. Each up, glow. Ya glow wa peach uniform a tuta alguna. Alleluia. Alleluia.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.